Phonics Booster Books number 57, Picnics on the Hill. The moon shone brightly on the blue house on the hill. Up in the tree, the bees were asleep in their warm hive. Out in the yard, the ants were asleep in their snug holes. Inside the house, the flies slept soundly in the crack between the wall and the floor. Even the children were fast asleep in their bunk beds. Then the first ray of sun lit up the sky. Mama Bee awoke and buzzed around the hive, landing softly on each baby bee. "Rise and shine," she said to her babies. The babies could smell the honey gleaming in the morning light. "Can't we sleep?" her baby bees buzzed. "It's still night." Mama Bee said, "Hurry, get up. We can't be late. Sharpen your stinger and grab a plate. There are friends to meet and things to eat at the picnic on the hill." Mama Ant was snug in her hole. She hoped it was raining so she could keep sleeping, but she could feel the sun warming the anthill home. It was time to get up and get ready for the picnic. Mama Ant touched each baby lightly with her antenna. "Wake up, we little ants," she said. The twin ants smiled at their mother, but the little baby ant just kept sleeping. "Mama," Ant sang, "hurry, get up, we can't be late. Shake an antenna and grab a plate. There are friends to meet and things to eat at the picnic on the hill." When the first rays of sun shone through the window of the blue house on the hill, Papa Fly woke up. "Wake up and greet the day," he said to his little baby flies. "Let me sleep," said the biggest fly. "Let me sleep," said the middle fly. And the teeny tiny fly just kept sleeping. But Papa said, "Hurry, get up, we can't be late. Beat your wings and grab a plate. There are friends to meet and things to eat at the picnic on the hill." Ring, ring, ring. The sound of the clock filled a room in the house. The human mother woke up and checked on her babies. They were all sleeping sweetly in the glow of the morning light. The mother lit the tea kettle and began to prepare the meal for the picnic. While she cut, sliced, stirred, squeezed, mixed, and packed, she hummed a little tune. "It's picnic day, it's picnic day. Let's slice the meats and pack the treats. Come on, children, it's time to play. So let's get ready for picnic day." Up in the tree, Mama Bee was trying to hurry her babies. But the biggest bee, baby, found something to sip. The middle bee was busy cleaning her room with a fresh coat of wax. And Mama Bee found the littlest baby bee dancing around and around like a wild thing. In a hole in the ground, Mama Ant tried to hurry her babies. The twins were playing guard ant and trapped the little baby in an ant hole. "Help, help," the baby ant called. Deep in the crack between the wall and the floor, Papa Fly tried to hurry his baby flies. But the biggest fly was beating his wings here and there. The middle fly was sniffing this and that. And the teeny tiny fly just kept banging into the light. Meanwhile, the human mother peeled the carrots and washed the beets. She sliced the cheese and packed the crackers. She squeezed the lemons to make lemonade. And now she baked her most special treat, an upside-down, over-easy, whole wheat, nut and honey cake with fresh whipped cream. "Best I've ever made," she said, tasting a bit of batter. After all the sipping and cleaning and dancing, the baby bees were beat. "Can't we rest?" they asked their mother. The ants were not ready either. The twins had left the baby ant alone in the hole and were playing go fish. Mama Ant told them, "Put away your cards and get ready." But the little baby ant was stuck for real. Everyone had to pull him out. Over in the crack between the wall and the floor, the flies were still beating their wings and sniffing and banging around. Papa Fly sighed. By now, the human mother had awakened her babies. Today is the day of the picnic, she reminded them. They were up and out of bed in a beat. I can't wait, said the oldest. Hurry, 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 said the middle one. We're going to play, 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 said the youngest one. And eat, 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 said the human mother, as they grabbed their picnic feast and shut the door behind them. The bees were finally ready to go. Mama Bee buzzed out of the hive with her baby bees buzzing right behind. They buzzed by the anthill, and the ants were ready to leave. Hello, Mama Ant, Mama Bee said cheerfully. Ready for the picnic? Good morning, Mama Bee, Mama Ant answered, waving an antenna at each of her baby bees. To her baby ant, she said, Shall we march? The bees and ants buzzed and marched to the blue house just as the flies slipped out of the window in a swarm. Hello, the flies said, all in a jumble. Let's go. So the bees, ants, and flies buzzed, marched, and swarmed up the hill together. As they went, they sang a song. Hurry, hurry. We can't be late. Keep in a line and grab a plate. There are friends to meet and things to eat at the picnic on the hill. Up on the hill, the children ate sandwiches, cookies, and fresh sweet fruit. They drank fresh lemonade, and each of them had two slices of human mother's special upside down, over easy, whole wheat, nut and honey cake with fresh whipped cream. Best you've ever made, Mom, they said. Then the children ran off to play. As the human mother cleaned up, she sang another song. Clean up, one, two, three, leaving some for our friends and empty plates for me. Up the hill, the bees, ants, and flies went beating and buzzing, marching and waving, huffing and puffing all the way. They could hardly wait to get to the top of the hill for their picnic. Near the top, the bees could see the human cleaning. The twin ants heard the oldest human child say, Thanks, Mom. That was the best picnic ever. Oh, no, the bees buzzed. The picnic is over. We missed it. Why did you make us late? The twins said to the little baby ant. The picnic can't be over. It can't be over, moaned Papa Fly. The group raced up the hill. Was the picnic really over? The ants watched the humans and her children leave, but there seemed to be something in the grass. What could it be? At the top of the hill, the bees, ants, and flies found crumbs, fruit peels, and bits of sandwiches to eat. There was even fresh human-made lemonade to drink. I guess the humans don't know how to clean up, said the little baby bee. Mama Bee didn't answer. She and Mama Ant and Papa Fly waved to Human Mother. Then Mama Bee asked, More lemonade, anyone? It was the best picnic ever.